Providing energy for rural Tennessee. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps. As you've stepped outside the last few mornings, you've probably noticed the change in temperature. The cooler fall temperatures are sweeping through Tennessee, and you might be turning on the heat for the first time. No matter where you live, we all rely on our local electricity provider to keep our homes warm in fall and winter. Some rural parts of Tennessee can thank farmers for their local electric co-op, like Appalachian Electric in East Tennessee.
Appalachian Electric was actually formed 81 years ago by farmers. So it was really the farmers that came together and said, we want electricity for our farms. And they're the ones that kind of took the initiative to really pull together and form Appalachian Electric Cooperative.
Appalachian Electric General Manager Greg Williams says they still serve farmers today and have expanded to more residential areas too.
We serve 48,000 folks in parts of East Tennessee, parts of five different counties, and many of those are farms. It's still a vital part of the industry within our service territory, which is really, really good. Now we've got other industries, obviously, that have come in. We are mainly residential, so we kind of serve the folks that live here actually go to Knoxville to work or into Morristown to work, but many still work locally.
Whether you're a farmer or in another industry, electricity is essential to our entire economy.
Electricity in general is essential. We cannot do life without electricity. And everything that we buy, everything that we do in our homes and in our businesses requires electricity. And that's what we're in the business of doing, is trying to provide a service for others to do their business or just live their life at home.
Powering Tennessee for today and tomorrow. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.